The Early Settlers in North America. The North American frontier changed some of the characteristics of the pioneers of the 1750s and intensified others. They were, as a group, semi-literate, proud, and stubborn, as dogged in their insistence on their own way of life as pine roots cracking granite to grow. Perhaps their greatest resource was their capacity to endure. They outlasted recurrent plagues of smallpox and malaria and a steady progression of natural accidents. They were incredibly prolific. Squire Boone's family of 8 children was small by frontier standards. James Robertson, an eventual neighbor of Boone's and the founder of Nashville, had 11 children. Twice married, John Seaver, the first governor of Tennessee, fathered 18. His longtime enemy, John Tipton, also twice married, produced 17. The entire assets of one of these huge families often amounted, in the beginning, to little more than an axe, a hunting knife, an auger, a rifle, a horse or two, some cattle and a few pigs, a sack of corn seed and another of salt, perhaps a crosscut saw and a loom. Those who moved first into a new region lived for months at a time on wild meat, Indian maize, and native fruit in season. Yet, if they were poor at the beginning, they confidently expected that soon they would be rich. In a way almost impossible to define to urban dwellers, a slice of ground suitable for farming represented not just dollars and cents, but dignity. The obsession brought shiploads of yearners each week to Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Charlestown, and Savannah. It sent them streaming westward into the wilderness after their predecessors to raise still more children who wanted still more land.